Good afternoon. Welcome to Agriculture Today on the Red River Farm Network, live from the Big Iron Farm and Construction Show in our new location here this year. Markets are trading lightly mixed here over the noon hour. We've been kind of stuck that way all day. Naomi Bloom with Total Farm Marketing. It's been one of those days.
I understand.
Naomi, looking at, we've got a supply demand report out tomorrow. Is that what's driving these markets today?
I think that's definitely part of it. We're seeing position squaring ahead of that report. Not looking for a lot of new information on the report, some probably modest tweaks here and there. But the trend of what the market's going to be wanting to see is, are ending stocks getting smaller? Are they staying the same? Are they getting larger? And now we also have to focus attention on South America. It's been on the drier side in Brazil. So we're starting to, you know, factor in all of our harvest data, harvest conditions, harvest is approaching, and balancing that with what could be coming on the horizon for the future.
A lot of talk, too, especially at least up here anyway, about acreage, harvested acreage in this report.
Yeah, we're going to see if there's any tweaks on that in any fashion. Any modest reductions there, along with any slight changes to yield, even potentially a little bit on the smaller side with this late heat that we had in August, that could, you know, really change the balance sheet to just make those ending stocks that much smaller. And that could really help give the market a harvest low, and then we can go forward from there.
You expect us to just kind of slide sideways till tomorrow then?
I do. I think that November beans are holding right on to that $10 support area, D's corn right around the $4 area. So we'll wait to see what that report has to say, then we'll trade that Thursday, Friday. And then next week, of course, we have to be focusing on the Fed commentary and what is the specific interest rate cut going to be. That's going to affect outside markets. That could also influence the funds and how they are trading. Are they going to start to continue to exit more of those short positions that they've been holding as they finish up their September trade and the end of third quarter trade?
We saw this morning, right now, looking at the screen, the Dow is down about 185 points. We are down over 700 points this morning. What's happening?
Well, I think it was, partly, of course, we're response to presidential debates last night. We're watching outside market influences, what's happening with China economies. There was some definitely technical selling this morning, sell stops getting triggered in the market and pushing it lower. Now the recovery effort in place as a lot of the, I think, thought in the presidential debate is factored in, and trade is back to focused on interest rate cuts and the tangible things at hand. So it'll be a battle there, some back and forth trading as we get into that Fed meeting next week.
All right. Naomi Bloom with Total Farm Marketing here at the Red River Farm, or at the Big Iron Farm Show. We've got markets right now. We're trading about 5-6 higher in the wheat. Corn is down a fraction right now. Soybeans trading 3 to 4 cents higher. Don?
Tim Mormon is with us. Let's move away from that speaker, Tim, from Pioneer. Always this time of year, we want to talk about the condition of that crop. This heat certainly has got to be a lot of help to this corn crop.
It is. You know, we got in late in a lot of areas. There was a lot of replant on corn, so there was a lot of acres that we needed a long fall, and thank God we're getting it right now. This heat's definitely pushing things along.
Yeah, it feels a whole lot different than where we were just even 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, there's a lot of corn that has been denting. We've got a lot of good corn in the area. It was denting real nice. This heat's going to help kind of put some more starch into it, get that milk line down, where pretty soon guys can start to think, well, if it freezes, I still got something.
Now, we're into this big iron time. To me, that's always kind of that. Now we start thinking about 25. I know we got to harvest this crop, but we start getting into our mind what's new, what's hot for the next growing season.
So for us at Pioneer, we launched our Z-Series soybeans this year. It is our next step in our Enlist soybean traits. Should be our newest and greatest varieties. We've got a lot of test plots that'll be coming off here in the next 2-3 weeks. So make sure you contact your local Pioneer rep for all this plot data.
You've got some stuff on the corn side as well.
Yes, we also have our new PCE corns, which are PowerCore Enlist traits. It's going to be a next step up for more above and below ground bug protection. Also having that Enlist technology in there, so you have more freedom to spray.
Just quickly, on that shatterproof on the canola side, some stuff to be thinking about there too.
Yes, we are making very good advancements on our pod shatter scores. We have some very good yields that will hold up with about anybody. It's been very good for us getting into this pod shatter realm that we can go up with the competitors.
Good deal. Again, look for Pioneer when you're coming here to the Big Iron Farm Show. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Time is...
Wednesday Farm News here on the Red River Farm Network. We're live out at the Big Iron Farm and Construction Show. We're here with North Dakota Farm Bureau Director of Member Relations and manager of the new health program. Can you tell us more about that, Megan?
Yeah, we have a new health program starting in October that we'll be opening enrollment for. It's called NDFB Health Plans. It is a 65 and under program that we're starting under a larger network of Farm Bureau health plans out of Tennessee. And so we will be in a bigger group with some of our other state farm bureaus to make our pool bigger, which is always great. And it makes our insurance or our program coverage more affordable for farmers and independents around the state.
Yeah, definitely. You know, do you have to be a member to participate?
Yes, you do have to be an NDFB member. That is an annual $50 a year to have all your healthcare savings.
What's the importance, you know, of you guys having this under your belt and available for farmers?
We love to provide our members different member benefits that help them save money and get them where they're wanting to go. This is a great program that we're really excited about starting just because our farmers across the state, if they have a spouse that works out in town only for insurance needs and everything, this offers them different opportunities and ways to save money, as well as anybody who, it could be small businesses, if they want to get their employees on this, they can get them a membership and they can go from there and learn and hear more from our NODAC agents on how to sign up.
Yeah, how do people get more information about the health plan?
They can either go to ndfbhealthplans.com or they can reach out to their local NODAC agent who will be selling and can give them more information on the program.
Perfect. How's the day been out here for you?
It's been great visiting other booths and everything, really touching and reaching out base for our trying to promote our annual state meeting if any businesses want to attend, or our Young Farm and Rancher Conference coming up in February. We're really trying to push and promote that as well as our health plan.
Anything else exciting coming up for the North Dakota Farm Bureau?
We do have a Harvest to Harmony Gala coming up October 16th, and that benefits our North Dakota Farm Bureau Foundation, and that supports ag education for teachers and students across the state for different scholarships. And if anybody has any information on that, they can hit up NorthDakotaFarmBureauFoundation.org. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thanks, Megan.
All right. Thanks, Melissa. I'm here. Big Iron Day 2, speaking with Ag Week editor Jenny Schlecht. Jenny, Big Iron's in full swing. It's a beautiful day. How are things going here for Ag Week at Big Iron?
It's going great. So this year we are in a new location in the expo. We're right in the entrance, and we have some seats. If anyone needs a place to chill out, they can come and sit and relax and visit with our team. Our ad sales folks are out in force meeting with businesses, and AgWeek TV anchor has been doing some, Emily Beal has been doing some great reporting on the equipment dealers here. I'm catching all the seminars, and we're just having a great time with a pretty good crowd today.
Great. Now, as I understand it, AgWeek just finished its crop tour here. Can you share a little bit about how the tour went for you guys? Any highlights for you?
Yeah, so our AgWeek corn and soybean tour just wrapped up this past week, and we checked in on corn and soybeans across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa, and it was just great to see the variations, but also how everything's kind of catching up after a slow spring start.
Awesome. Anything else you guys at AgWeek have going on we should be talking about?
You know, just make sure to catch AgWeek TV every weekend and all of our best reporting on agweek.com.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Jenny. Here, Big Iron Day 2 continues. Take it away, Melissa.
All right. We're here with Marlene Dufault for the Minnesota Corn Growers. She's the district field manager out of Crookston, Minnesota. Marlene, what's Minnesota corn been investing in lately?
Well, in 2024, we invested $2.2 million of checkup dollars in research to improve farm practices and new uses. This includes 9 farmer-led innovation grants to conduct on-farm research. It's also used for production, environmental stewardship, education, and outreach. So, and one of the new areas that Minnesota Corn is helping is fund is Lacryl Technology. Lacryl Technology is a University of Minnesota-based startup, and it's an effective method of producing acrylic acid, which is used in paints, coatings, things like that, and using corn instead. So that's something exciting, and we're looking forward to. Along with research, since 2021, Minnesota Corn has invested nearly $1 million in ag programming at schools and public events, and they've spent over $80,000 in scholarships for continuing education for students enrolled in post-secondary education. And then, of course, ethanol is always a top priority. In 23, we sold 127 gallons of on Leaded 88, and that's a record for us. And there's currently 500 fuel stations in Minnesota, and that number keeps growing.
Perfect. Thanks, Marlene. Great to get to talk to you. We're going to go to Don now.
Thanks, Melissa. And we're bringing in Carmen Hardy with us, agronomist with ProSeed. Carmen, let's talk about this crop. You're based in the Walhalla area, right?
Correct. Yep. I cover our whole territory, but I currently live up in Walhalla, kind of all over the board this year. Everybody had a little bit, probably too much rain in certain parts of their growing season. But overall, I think we have exceptional yields in the crops to come.
Do you see that we're going to have a lot of variation just because of that kind of that staggered start to the season?
Absolutely. It seems like the earlier the corn that got planted, or soybeans for that matter, the nicer the crop that we're going to have, the later the planting might be a little bit more iffy come to harvest.
Are there things growers should have top of mind as they start now thinking ahead to next year?
Absolutely. This year, a lot of white mold situations happened in soybeans. And so one of those things to look forward to next year, looking at product guides, making sure that you have the right white mold resistance going into or cyst, anything that is going to hurt your yields next year.
Where are you guys located here at the show?
We are in the Hartle building, building A in the Big Iron Book.
This is obviously a fun time of year. Growers come in, they are wrapped up with wheat, getting queued up for corn and soybeans.
Yeah, it's always interesting to listen to the growers and what they've been through and hopefully what we can help them in the future with.
Well, make sure that they check you out here at the show and get primed up for 2025. Carmen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Carmen Hardy with us, agronomist with ProSeed. Once again, we're coming to you from the Big Iron Farm Show. Do keep in mind, we have our forums going on each day. Coming up at 1:30, we'll have a market outlook. You can also find it streaming on our YouTube channel as well. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Wednesday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. Here at Big Iron Day 2, speaking with NDFB Director of Media Relations, Member Relations, Megan Hansen. Megan, as I understand it, you guys at NDFB have a lot of programs and benefits to provide to members. Can you just share with us some of the highlights or a little bit of those benefits and where members and prospective members might be able to find them?
Yes, the NDFB members are able to save money in many different ways. North Dakota Farm Bureau is a general farm organization, and we are very lucky to be able to offer them different programs and opportunities to save money on Choice, John Deere, Case IH, Dungaree, and many others, as well as our brand new NDFB Health Plans program. If members are wanting to find more information on the programs, they're able to go to ndfb.org, or for the healthcare program, ndfbhealthplans.com. Thank you.
Great. No, that's awesome. Appreciate it, Megan. And then before I let you go, is there anything else that you guys at NDFB have going on that we should be talking about here? Anything we should be paying attention to?
Yeah, we are very excited about our new, this is our first year happening, Harvest to Harmony Gala coming up in Fargo, North Dakota on October 18th. Any businesses that are interested in supporting our foundation there, we would be more than happy to hear more from you at ndfbfoundation.org.
Awesome. Appreciate your time and the information as always, Megan. Thanks again and good luck with the gala. Take it away, Don.
Thanks so much, Tyler. Once again, coming to you from the Big Iron Farm Show, talking with Pivot Bio right now, agronomist Dan Grefsrud is with us. Dan, appreciate the chance to connect. What a been a weird year. We're so used to having, three seasons of dry weather, and we had a lot more moisture this year. That obviously impacts kind of those nitrogen levels, those kind of things.
Yeah, we, basically starting up right away in April, you know, through the month of May and June, it's just been wet. So we got to think in terms, how much nitrogen did we lose? It's hard to kind of pinpoint that, but I think we can positively say that we definitely lost some, and that's going to most likely affect some yield for sure.
So what's Pivot Bio's role in, what should growers be thinking about in making that part of their system?
Yeah, so Pivot Bio, it's another usable form of nitrogen that a grower can, put on their farm and kind of diversify their nitrogen portfolio. Use it in conjunction with your synthetic nitrogen, and you have another form that you can rely on. If we start moving some of that synthetic through the profile, our Pivot Bio microbe will still be on the root.
Pivot Bio to me seems like it was one of the first that kind of moved into this realm. What's the point of difference do you see compared to anybody else that's out there?
Yeah, so the pivot bio microbe, it's a naturally found soil microbe, but we have edited that microbe to fix more nitrogen in the presence of nitrogen in the field. So we truly are a more efficient producer of nitrogen.
You're an agronomist. Talk to me about your role with pivot bio.
So I do a lot of the technical support for growers. I do trialing, just anything to try to help implement that the pivot bio microbe onto a grower's farm. Just find the best way for them to get it to work for them.
You know, I think of pivot bio and its origins maybe in corn soybean country. What kind of fit is it when we're looking at such a diverse crop mix like we have in this region?
Yeah, so corn, we're on corn and wheat for sure. And we are, you know, we're always looking at the next, you know, what can we do next to get our technology onto different crops? So it's an ever evolving, you know, system. But yeah, right now it's corn and wheat, and that's what we're leading with. So.
Where are you guys located here at the show?
So we are in the Hartle building in the back. If you see all the green buckets running around, that's where they came from. So
that's good to know. You're getting a lot of folks coming through. It's been a couple of good days here.
Yeah, it's been awesome. It's been busy, and it's just nice to get some different perspective out there from the region and what growers think they'll have, you know, come harvest.
Let's hope it's a good one.
That's right.
Again, talking with Dan Gressrud, agronomist with Pivot Bio. Very pleased to have Pivot Bio as part of our broadcast here at the Big Iron Farm Show. Randy, can we talk about the schedule? We've got a great lineup yet this afternoon and tomorrow as well.
Oh, for sure. Coming up here at 1:30, we've got a market panel with we heard Naomi Blum a little earlier. We heard Christy Van On a little bit earlier. Tommy Grisafi is with us as well. So a good market panel. Again, that starts at 1:30 this afternoon. And then coming up following that, we have the mixed messages, tight margins, strong land market with Farmers National Company. That'll be a good seminar as well. And then tomorrow, again, farm equipment values with Machine Repeat. That's tomorrow morning at 10:30.
Lots happening right here. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network. Coming to you from the Big Iron Farm Show, we've got a market outlook section at 1:30 today. Keep in mind, streaming live on YouTube. You can catch it after the fact as well. One of our presenters, Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading. Tommy, we're working ahead of a crop report, USDA report coming out tomorrow. This one can be a market mover.
Yeah, absolutely. Markets are moving a little bit. We're still reeling from the debate. We've had some volatility in the markets today. Happy to see grains up. We did get some reports out of Central Illinois today, and farmers were saying they were a tiny bit disappointed in the yield. And this was an area that was supposed to be upper 70s in yield coming into lower 70s. If we did hear more talk of that, as you know, we really got just kind of hot and dry at the end of August and looked like we had enough moisture to finish up. There is a chance that maybe, just maybe, the USDA tells us this crop's a little bit smaller tomorrow. And, you know, there's a chance it could tell us it's bigger, too. But I would say this crop got a tiny bit smaller the last few weeks, but still a record crop in corn and beans.
And it really seems like the trade has it dialed in that we've got a big crop.
Yeah, I was listening to a show yesterday, and they said corn's well off the highs, and it was 3 cents off the highs. So the markets have we get pretty excited when we go from up two to down two. We used to move a couple years ago 20, 30 cents a day. So the volatility has come in tremendously, and we have to adjust as farmers. You know, we're back there talking to a couple bankers, and it's just not as exciting as it was in years past. But with big bushels and good finishing weather in North Dakota, I'd say this crowd's pretty optimistic.
Tell me about the outside markets. Why should growers be paying attention to those?
Well, we have an election in 50 some days, and regardless of those results, there's some things that could change a little bit. With we want to make sure all our clients who buy our grains, especially soybeans, have the PNW, that our relationship with China is solid. And whatever the outcome of the election is, we need to have a place to sell our grain. Some of it we use domestically, a lot of things we use domestically, but we got to make sure we don't lose our export market then.
Fantastic. Tommy Grisafi, voice you hear a lot right here on the Red River Farm Network. He's on our program at 1:30 this afternoon. And of course, we also have a session with Farmers National at 2:30 today. All of this streaming online at the Red River Farm Network YouTube channel. Randy, just a quick look at what's happening in markets.
All right. Right now we're seeing December wheat in Minneapolis 5¾ cents higher, 6.15¾. Chicago December wheat's up 3. Corn right now down 0.5. And soybeans trading 3 cents higher. This is the Red River Farm Network.